Children end up in care because their families have collapsed or failed them. It falls to the state to provide them a safe upbringing. It becomes the parent. But a high-profile case in Rochdale in northern England highlighted the vulnerability of some of those young people to sexual abusers in the community. The report found that perpetrators often targeted those in care. The Deputy Children's Commissioner for England, Sue Berilovitz, described what she called the violent and sadistic nature of the sexual abuse to which some children were being subjected by gangs. Too many youngsters, she said, were being sent to homes far away from their original communities.
There will be a thorough examination of a number of issues in relation to our children's homes, including where they are, who's running them, the training and qualifications of the staff. And it's really, really important that there is a proper spread across the country so that children are not moved away from their homes unnecessarily. It's very distressing.
The government has accepted all the report's recommendations. The Children's Minister, Tim Loughton, says they're taking urgent steps to protect youngsters in care.
We're placing children in areas where there are a lot of sex offenders, where there are other people out of prison on licence, where there are a number of victims of child sexual exploitation. And I need the people responsible for these children to ask themselves, is this the safest place to place that child? And if not, then we need to look at alternatives.
He said whilst there were some excellent care homes, too many children were being exposed to harm and danger. Those who ran away from care needed to be tracked and found more effectively. They ought to be able to expect what he called a degree of safety in the care of the state.